right, boys. Allow me to take this one if you would allow me. I'm hoping I'm not going to suffer any technical problems here, but it's been a while since we last recorded, and I figured it would be useful if we gave our podcast listeners a recap. Don't you agree?
Agreed.
Sure.
All right. Previously, on the official podcast.
What about your dad?
He could still be alive.
I would not get your hopes up.
All these years, I thought he just left us, but he was murdered.
It was Mr. White. Charles White.
That's impossible. He was here with us.
Charlie is my friend. Why would he do that?
Because he didn't laugh at his joke.
Let your dying thought be that your sacrifice was for nothing.
No!
Oh my God. He was shot.
I know he has a plan to get rid of the body.
It's completely arbitrary and stupid.
It's just basic chemistry, yo.
I'm gonna dissolve the body in a custom mixture of cyanide, hydrochloric acid, and cheese.
Yeah, Mr. White! Yes, science!
You just stood there and watched as they were killing my father?
I didn't stay around for the entire thing.
How much is this costing you?
What did Andrew want from you?
Fuck, I just want semen in my mouth and titties all over my body, and I want a girl to shit on my chest, and I want to smell their assholes.
He's probably plotting some sort of revenge.
I'm not gonna let him get away with this.
Do you hate him for what he did to your dad? Because I do.
All right, there we go. The plot thickens.
That was beautiful.
Spoilers, I die in season 4.
That seemed like it took so long to make.
I know. Yeah. Holy shit, was all the voice clips from the last episode only?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, also,
wait, you didn't get Andrew and Charlie to record?
No, I did. Charlie recorded that extra. I had a friend record that British accent, and I just took a bunch of Andrew's lines and Riverdale.
Was Jackson wrote out of the show?
Just towards the end, I got so fucking lazy. Plus, I had to sync it up to the Riverdale recap music. Sorry. I just ran out of time, Jackson. I promise the next one I'll dedicate
maybe next season.
Yeah. Our feud. Jackson's drug deals.
Jackson's a Southside Serpent.
Is that the gang in Riverdale?
Is
that the gang in Riverdale, the Southside Serpents?
Yeah. They're supposed to be badasses, but kind of they just turn into Boy Scouts.
Yeah. What's his name? Is it Jarhead or Jughead? He teams up with him to find his mum's drug dealing.
Whoa. Kai and I haven't gotten that far yet, Jackson.
Yeah, well,
Kai has.
Spoiled
I know Kai has.
Yeah, Jesus.
I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, me too. Well, you should watch it with us then.
Wait, are you watching it on your own, Jackson?
Yeah, I decided when Kai started talking about it the other week, I thought I would tune in and listen to your MP3 so I could pretend that you guys were here with me.
Why not just cut out the middleman and ask to join us on our watching dates?
Yeah. I like this. More and more converts are watching Riverdale.
I know, I get emails about it, and I get asked during streams all the time about Riverdale. It's fucking awesome.
So fucking good. All right.
It really is.
Does anybody have a topic, or can I just jump in here?
I had something, but I'll save it for the next topic. You go first. Since you've already given us the recap, you can steer our plot this episode.
Well, the plot is that Charlie is now being accused of being a stooge for the Zionists by some dude in a video.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell everybody, Charlie?
Yeah, so for those that don't know, I don't want to drop his name because I feel like that's all he's looking for, but he makes these crazy conspiracy videos about how, like, there needs to be a genocide and that the Jewish hierarchy is controlling our planetary movements. And he recently put me in his crosshairs because I talked about my weird porn habits in a video. And he accused me of being a Zionist shill trying to promote the normalization of porn viewing to destroy American families.
Oh, yeah, I saw this. I remember this.
What is a Zionist? So, is it a religion?
Well, Zionist is basically just what anti-Semites call Jewish people. That's all it is. Is if you're a Zionist, you think that the Jews must rule the planet and everybody else is a dirty race and all that. I have a couple of clips. from the skies thing because it kind of tickled my fancy when I was watching it today. So let's see. First of all, Charlie, he nails your username right here.
And so we're going to give an example here using this character, Penguin Zoe.
Penguin Zoe.
I love that. Did you get the... I think he did have a strong point, though. He started talking about my shirt collection.
Oh, yeah.
And how my white shirt represents not supremacy.
You bet your ass.
Who is always dressed in white and black, of course, to represent the base consciousness.
There it is. I knew it was some dumb, stupid, racist shit like that.
Oh, I love that kind of people where they'll take any small detail and go, and you see right here, he's playing on his phone. And if you look at the logo up there, at this angle here, Illuminati. There it is. There's the symbol.
The thumbnail is a real attention grabber, though, because he uses the standard red arrow and circle, but he circles my Watto statue with a red arrow pointing at it, saying normalizing porn as if it's Watto doing it.
No, his point was that Watto is an avatar for Jewish people because he's a big nose.
That's exactly.
This guy's sort of a racist
as well.
I'm surprised he didn't point out the fucking Zionist shit with the thumbnail because Watto is just so Jewish stereotyped.
Why do you always wear the same shit, Charlie? You're like a cartoon character, you know how? Yeah. It's convenient. I look the same in every photo. It's a continuity thing.
I never age.
You'll have to wait for the Riverdale season 2 where I change my fashion up.
Become more dark and brooding. But he did have some nice things to say about Charlie. This is a clip of him sucking Charlie's dick.
Well, he's got 3.2 million subscribers on YouTube. He's got millions of followers around the world. He puts out a tweet. It gets 100,000 retweets. It's just ridiculous.
I'm sensing some love here.
He's impressed. I felt like, you know, underneath it all, his hard exterior, he was a fan. And he probably just thought, like, the normalizing porn was just going against his morals.
Oh, yeah, well, this would belie that.
To help normalize the agendas, to normalize the sexual confusion, the depopulation, the sexual degeneracy.
Depopulation?
Yeah.
Wait, depopulation? What? What does that even mean?
So, if you're stuck inside all day watching porn, you're not getting laid, finding a girlfriend, reproducing. Therefore, the white race is ending, is what he's saying.
Yeah, he in some of his videos he calls for a genocide, like he's trying to be like a figurehead for like a movement for genocide or something. He's not exactly a good or sane man, and his comment section
who's he trying to genocide?
I don't quite remember, but I think it was Jewish people is who he has like the huge grudge against.
He has a grudge against everybody. It's just here's a clip of him being racist.
And porn is pushing all these things. One of the biggest things that porn pushes is interracial and all that, especially when it comes to white and black, which is another way to just really program a lot of people into all kinds of nasty things. It's really crazy what they're doing with the porn industry.
Oh, no. No, not black people fucking white people. Anything but that. No, save me, Jesus.
That guy's an absolute fucking lunatic.
Yeah, he's an asshole, but I love it.
So, Charlie, every time you wear your typical white shirt with black shorts, do you get a little turned on? Does it spark that in your brain?
Well, I think the dude's projecting. I think he just constantly jerks off to interracial porn, and this is his way of
absolutely.
Coping with it.
Absolutely. Every time people decry things like this super hard, they probably have their own fucked up fetishes they're ashamed of. Like, I would put solid money down this man is a legitimate pedophile. So to deflect, he's like, interracial is bad.
That was a big jump. Yeah. Where did we get that?
Because here's the thing. Every single time people like this call something out, they're doing something worse. Yeah. So if he's calling out sexual degeneracy, like interracial is bad and immoral, he's absolutely doing something like trying to fuck kids or filling diapers up or any of that shit. Guaranteed. Maybe. Guaranteed.
I mean, the thing is that for people like this, everything is a forbidden fruit. Everything besides like straight missionary Christian sex with only white people,
for
of course. Yeah, for only procreation purposes. So if you showed them anything, even just a photo of a naked man, he might just come in his pants because he just doesn't see that. Besides in Charlie's videos, which he is recording, by the way, in a really shitty room, turns out.
Now, this guy doesn't have to be in a shitty room with a shitty setup with a white t-shirt on. This is all part of the act.
I didn't get to that.
Charlie
part.
Actually has a broadcasting studio just outside that room.
Right next to my mind, Ray.
It's a, that actually this is the studio. That's the a act. Set somewhere in Hollywood.
Oh, Charlie, you've finally done it. Your laziness has retroactively become creative genius.
I'm an animal. I've done it. I knew it.
And I love this one. So, Charlie, you know, as you know, when we watch anything and you want to put it on YouTube, you have to be really careful because even a sneeze out of a TV show will get you copyright struck and fucked, butt fucked. Mm-hmm. So here's what he thinks about that.
And there's no way YouTube would ever come in and censor a person like this. These people are basically YouTube employees.
We're basically YouTube employees.
Yeah. Oh, man. If only he knew.
Yeah, we're having such an easy YouTube. Time with YouTube and our advertising sponsors and everybody, really.
Absolutely a YouTube employee, what with them developing a whole system to arbitrarily demonetize videos.
Yours truly being
totally up their alley.
Banned on Twitter for a week. Yeah, you know, just the entirety of Silicon Valley is on our side, clearly.
Oh, yeah, we've got them in our pocket thanks to our promoting of the agenda. So,
Jackson's a chief shareholder, in fact. He goes to all their board meetings.
And
Jackson, did you want to say anything?
I can't legally. You're gonna make YouTube angry with us.
Typical Zionist.
You shouldn't have disclosed that.
Speaking of, here's what he thinks. So I'll have to give context to this. I'll play it first.
You see the related channels on the side here. All your Zio media.
All your Zio media, Zionist media. And one of the channels that are recommended on Charlie's sidebar is PewDiePie in that video. Yeah, a real Zionist, the guy who's been getting called a Nazi for years now, especially in the last week and a half. That's Zio media. What is he, a Nazi, a Zionist? Make up your minds, you fucking lunatics.
Yeah, it's double his agent. Comment section is just as bad as him, man.
How many views does he have, subscribers and stuff?
I can actually tell you before it got picked up. Someone posted it on the subreddit and it got tossed around on like the Discord and shit. But I saw it like within the hour it went up because someone linked me it. It had like 800. So he gets like 800 to 2,000.
Mm. That's still not bad.
No, it's not bad.
And his conspiracy theory.
Yeah, his comment section is super engaged.
He does mention that towards the end, so I don't have a clip of that, but he goes like, this guy gets millions of views and I get, you know, maybe 1,000, maybe 2,000. I don't know what to do. But then, in my opinion, he goes a little bit too far when he says this.
Every day going through the same routine, consuming his porn, relying on lesbians of all things to get off.
Relying on lesbians of all things? What is wrong with lesbians?
It sounds like one of those sad PSAs where they present a hypothetical to help you change your life. Jeffrey was a normal man. Every day he would wake up, look for the children, and just go to town. If you know someone suffering from this, you can call it
porn addiction.
It's fucking hilarious.
I love this.
Porn addiction.
And then here's
anonymous.
A clip that I want to play every time you or Jackson plugs our Patreon, because I feel like this is right at our fan base here, aimed at them.
If you like these people, you're a bad person. You have been mind controlled. These are terrible, terrible people. I mean, this is an awful thing, right? I mean, what the fuck is this shit? Just think about this.
Perfectly described.
What's he talking about there?
Yeah, at least he's right about the something.
Porn. It was about the porn.
Well, he's right about something.
What do you mean the porn?
At least.
Because he wasn't talking about the podcast. You didn't drag us down with you, did you, Charlie?
No. He only targeted the porn.
Well, he went through Charlie's channel and like, oh, he reviews games. He plays games. All he does is play games. And then he has a podcast when he's not playing games. Speaking of games, he has a theory about gamers, too, by the way, because of course he does.
The fast food, the junk food, the Doritos, the Red Bull, all that crap. All of the gaming realm is pushing this shit all the time.
Yeah, man, they're part of the conspiracy, bro. Fucking Gamer Gear and Razer and shit, they all just want to, they're Zionist shills.
So what you're telling me is that it goes all the way to the top to Doritos. So if I, I get gamer fuel, it's going to convince me to buy Doritos, which are going to fuel my brain to look for pornography, which is then in turn going to fuel the Zionist agenda.
Fuels gamers.
Mm-hmm. The Doritos are the national food of the Jewish community.
It goes deeper than we thought.
Fueling white genocide, damn it. And
now Doritos is in on it, but is Mountain Dew safe? Can I still drink my G Fuel?
No.
You'll have to stay tuned for his next upload.
I did invite him on. I went into his comments section like, hey, that's my buddy. You want to come on our show? But I haven't heard back yet.
He's going through your background right now. He's background checking you in case you're a Turkish secret agent.
Wait a minute. He's Middle Eastern. He's got his team working on it. Atheist? Sort of right wing? How can I call him a Zionist? He's making shit up. Here, this is my last clip in here. He's addressing Charlie.
I think you should quit. You should delete your channel and you should come back and apologize to everybody for what you're doing. But I know you won't, so fuck you.
Ooh, strong words.
That was such a strong one from the soul.
I really enjoyed clipping that shit.
I don't know how you're going to bounce back from that, Charlie.
Honestly,
maybe it's time to delete the channel.
At the end of the day, maybe I am doing some bad things talking about porn. Like, maybe it is an eye-opener.
I mean, porn addiction is bad, but this whole thing during the video was that you're like, this isn't getting censored. Even children can watch this. And it's just you talking about porn, not showing porn, not jacking off into the camera, giving it a bukkake. He's just, this man was so angry and he felt very defeated. I didn't clip any of that, but he just kept mentioning that he does not know how to fight back against you because you have such a large audience and he doesn't. And so he doesn't know how to prevent white genocide and all that. So thank you, unnamed hero. I don't even know his name. Fuck him. But if you do want to come on the show, feel free. We can do it live. We don't have to do any of the editing bullshit if you're scared of that. I give you full permission to stream our podcast live on your channel if that gives you a peace of mind. I'd love to have him on even for segments for like 10 minutes. Just talk about why he thinks lesbians are evil.
I'll give him even more fuel. Mr. Unnamed Conspiracy Theorist Man, I'll go ahead and admit it. I am part of the Zionist agenda. Everything you have guessed about us is all applying to me and correct. Please do your worst and expose the evidence and prove what I'm doing is wrong. By all means.
You come on the show, we'll give you all the evidence you need.
We'll reveal the secrets.
Yeah, we'll tell you anything.
We'll Zionist secrets.
I have all of George Soros' secret documents. Just come here. I have the Mueller report. He leaked it to me, but my Zionist friends deleted it. I don't know. Just come on the show, man. Sounds like a fun time. All right, what was your
what
topic,
happened,
Charlie?
Man?
You had one.
Fuck, I did. Come back to me.
Okay, sorry. Well, Google revealed their new gaming platform called Stadia.
Yeah, Stadia.
Stadia.
First of all, I think we can all agree, fucking horrible name. It sounds like a laxative.
Yes.
Stadia.
What is it meant to mean? Like a stadium?
Is the plural of stadia? I don't know.
I don't know. No,
I don't know the naming convention there, but this is from a company that has stuff like Google Allo or whatever it's called, which is that weird app that's on my phone for no reason. I don't know what it does. So they've clearly just got weird naming conventions.
I just call it Google Game. I don't know. Stadia sounds sterile.
Game Goal.
Despicable anyway.
Game Goal.
Yeah, call it Game Goal.
That's still better. Yeah, Game Goal.
That's way better.
That's like some Discord partner support shit. Hey, game ghouls, Springle here.
Or an edgy thing like a zombie ghoul. Game ghouls, time to rise from the dead and pick up the controller.
Game ghouls, blast them! Like a 90s enemy in an arcade.
All right. Andrew, I saw you had some strong opinions about this on Twitter.
I just think that it's a pipe dream, and I think that what they're promising, people aren't realizing all the overhead issues that are going to come with it. For example, who doesn't love lag in a single-player game? Mm-mm-mm. Also, who doesn't love if your internet disconnects, your single-player game stops working?
Well, I guess we should first explain what it even is. So Google did a conference or something, I suppose, and they announced one of those. Something that other companies have tried before, where they want to host games in the cloud. And then if you want to play the game, you simply only connect to the Google servers. your computer sends the servers whatever you do on your keyboard and mouse, and then the servers sends back the visuals, basically. They act as your gaming computer. But you obviously need a very high-speed connection. I think they said you need like 25 gigabytes per second or something like that to play it lag-free.
No, it's
gigabits, sorry.
It's something where... Yeah, 25 gigabytes per hour, I think, is the data thing, which someone at the end of the day, someone did the math, and it was basically you could only play for roughly 2 hours a day if you had a 1 terabyte per month data cap.
Yeah.
Which is pathetic.
And
I mean, that's just pathetic.
I don't know. A lot of other companies tried this before. I don't know what Google is going to do to make it, you know, to actually be able to do it. What they have is the YouTube thing. So they're saying that. What they're going to do is when you watch a video on YouTube, a gameplay video, they're going to have a little button under the gameplay video where you can just click it and you can join right into the game. That sounds cool. And with Google's monopoly on shit, they could actually make it take off.
Yeah, cause a resurgence of video game demos, per se, where you can just click a button while you're watching an ad of a video game and then launch directly into the demo for that game, yeah, which would be
exactly
cool.
And the fun ideas where you could, a streamer could be playing a game and then the viewers could just immediately join as a zombie or something on their phones. But again, you need a great connection. You need a very fast connection. Plus, it's a service you'll have to always be paying for. I assume this isn't going to get covered under YouTube Premium or YouTube Red, whatever the hell they call it now.
It's a basic human right, damn it, Kyle.
Video games.
Everyone deserves Stadia. Well,
you know what will help you get a better internet service, though? If you buy a really nice router.
Oh.
And you know what's going to help you find the best price to get a really nice router? Oh, it's Charlie's giving away spoilers already. That's right. If you want to find a great price on a really nice router and anything else you might be buying online, you're going to want to use Honey. Charlie, you were so enthusiastic. Why don't you tell them about it?
Honey's a free extension on your browser. It takes only a couple clicks to get it installed, and it's completely free. Finds you the best deals on, let's say, for Amazon. You find something you really want, a nice body pillow, nice waifu pillow. You can click on the Honey tab, and then bang, it'll give you a nice discount that it finds somewhere on the internet.
How much does it cost, though?
Free.
Free?
Free.
That's right, because you can get
it's
it.
It's legitimately
free.
You
can even get it on the extension store if you're using Google Chrome, Firefox, what have you, any other browser out there. But if you instead go to joinhoney.com/official, that does help us out. So while you can get this extension everywhere for free, which, you know, should tell you a little bit that it's not a scam, that does work and that it's really free. But if you want to help us, you can go to joinhoney.com/official. This extension, it just works on so many websites, including Amazon, which most of us, I think, use for all the both small and big things we order. If you want a bunch of money off of stuff, even pizza delivery or, like Andrew said, a router.
I saved $10 the other day because I bought the 4K version of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which is fucking fantastic in 4K, by the way. I saved $10 off the $35 disc. Thank you, Honey. Thank you for the beauty of Spider-Man.
You can go to joinhoney.com/official, get a bunch of free discounts, and help us out at the same time by showing these guys that we're a great fan base.
So let's get back to Stadia, because here's the thing. A lot of people have it as a pipe dream, where they go, oh, I can't afford a new console or a gaming computer and this and that. This will be my way to play all the new best games and, you know, this and that. What they don't realize is the overhead that's there, you're still going to be paying a dickload. If you don't have good, high-speed, reliable internet, you got to pay for that. If you don't have their subscription service, you got to pay for that. You have to pay all these other prices for things that'll, in the end, probably give you an inferior product. You know, fighting games? Yeah, you know, Smash Brothers, other big fighting games, say literally goodbye to that. Games that depend on input timing, that is not possible. Done. All those extra frames and data and internet, it just ruins it.
I imagine they wouldn't charge more than like $10 a month. Obviously, it's going to be a subscription service for Stadia. So I assume it'd be around $10 a month, which wouldn't be that bad, honestly, compared to buying a brand new computer or console.
It's not, but after what? Exactly. Yeah, no, after definitely. What? 2.5 years, you could have already just bought the console?
2.5 years. I was going to say there's so many streaming services now. You're going to subscribe to YouTube Red, Amazon Prime, Netflix, Apple TV Plus, which just came out, and YouTube's gaming, Google's gaming thing, and this and that. So much shit where you think, oh, it's going to be much cheaper. But then at the end of the day, you're going to find yourself paying like $90 every month just to stream shit that you don't even get to own anymore.
And also, let's tack on to the fact of the argument of do you own your games or not. There's a lot of big shit flinging with like Steam where it's like, oh, at the end of the day, you don't own your games. This is even a further... You don't, but let me get to my point on it. With Stadia, it's an even further step back, because with Steam, you can at least go, I will now mod this game. I will make patches, you know, to fix developer bugs they didn't fix, or I'll work on the workshop and this and that. What the fuck are you going to do with Stadia? You don't have any of the contents of the game.
I mean, there's a lot of points to be made. Like, the games is like the only industry that hasn't progressed into streaming, like music or movies, where, you know, apps like Spotify or brands like Netflix forced the hand of the industry, where you can now stream any movie anywhere, any song anywhere, no matter where you are. Games never got to that point where you can just play any game anywhere. So I think that would be cool. But yeah, you're not going to be owning it. You're never going to own it. It's going to be on Google service, which they already came out and said that they're going to have it's fucking Google. They're going to have very strict rules. You're not going to be playing your favorite hentai game on Stadia because they're not going to allow that.
I don't understand who the audience with this is, really, like, because who are they targeting? Most of the people already have consoles and PCs.
They won't need to have consoles or PCs if this takes off. That's the whole point, like...
But they already do,
those consoles, they will be archaic 3 years from now, right? We have every console cycle is, like, what, 2 to 3 years at this point, where you have the PlayStation 3, then the 4, then the 4 Pro, etc. Whereas if Google has a central server, they can continuously just upgrade and update those servers every single day. So you don't have to update your hardware anymore. You don't have to buy a new NVIDIA graphics card every single year. Instead, Google does that for you. So that is an upside. That's an upside for game developers, obviously, who in 2025 don't still have to make games for the PlayStation Pro 4 or whatever, right? They can simply make games for whatever the latest hardware is at Google headquarters. So that's cool. But still, it's Google. Like, they're going to ban you the moment you misgender somebody or use clips of a song.
No, you know what it is? Oh, my God. You're playing a game through their service or whatever. They probably make it free, but every like 5 minutes they throw up an ad in your way. You have to watch an ad for 30 seconds, like mobile games. That's exactly what it's going to be.
I just throw it on the controller at that point. It's just such a weird pipe dream that they're in, where they think that internet, especially stable and high speed internet, applies to everyone who plays games. There's still plenty of people out there, especially people who are running on older hardware because they can't afford better internet or consoles, that just they play single player offline only games. And I mean, if you look at just the U.S. as an example, there are plenty of places where the internet here, you have one option and it sucks cock. If you live in a rural area, it's all you can get. You get like 10 megabytes up and down, and that's the best you can get because of where you live. So how the fuck are they going to do this? You know,
the product isn't for them. The product is more for the people in California with Google.
Who already have streaming computers. Who is this product for? It's such a pipe dream.
A lot of these technologies that really sound cool, they only get to the rest of the planet like 20 years later. When you hear about things like, oh, Amazon is going to deliver by drones now. And I'm looking at us thinking, yeah, in this one neighborhood in San Francisco. Right, not to the rest of us, not to me in fucking Germany, especially not to me when I'm in Turkey. Like, oh, you're gonna be streaming 4K, 60 frames per second in Turkey. Yeah, sure, buddy. Okay, yeah, that's not gonna happen anytime soon. Maybe 20 years from now, but even then.
Exactly. If we look at this in 5 years, maybe it's probably a great idea when internet infrastructure, maybe it gets overhauled and it's solidly supported in most populated areas. Fantastic. But for now, if someone sat down to me and said, hey, man, every time your internet disconnects, your single player game stops, I would say, no, thanks. Fuck that. Yeah. I'm good. No, thank you.
I think that the fact that they're promising, at least in their keynote speeches and whatever, they're promising 60 frames per second at 8K kind of points to this is a future thing.
Yeah.
Like they're not so much, they're laying the pipes right now. They're laying the foundation, but
which
this is something
fine,
that won't be for another 5 years or so, maybe.
That's totally fine, but 5 years
is extremely optimistic for the rest of the planet.
Exactly. And even then, they laid out the specs and all the... They laid out the specs and all the numbers, and they said that their, like, normal streaming is twice the latency of 60 FPS on PC. I mean, for someone like me, if their target audience is someone like me who plays games constantly and streams them, so there's like a monetary business incentive to it as well, I don't want that. I don't want this product. I really don't want to use it if it's just throwing in all these extra overheads that I don't need. So for the normal person, I can get it working I can understand it working for them if they have the means for it in the subscription service, but it's really hard for me to find a scenario where it's like I can afford and reasonably use this service, but at the same time can't afford my own good gaming PC or console.
Yeah. In the long term, you'll just be paying
That's
more.
That's my big problem with
pay
it.
Pay more or you lose all of your games.
Exactly.
You
never get to play.
That's another point. This is a point that Tim Soray made on Twitter, the guy who makes The Last Knight. A good point is like, okay, so what about 10 years from now, once Stadia, inevitably at some point they're going to retire the platform, and then what, your games are just going to be gone? You're not going to be owning them anymore? Like, the Xbox you have at home right now, you can just put that on a shelf and play 20 years later, probably. Stadia, not so much. It'll be up to the developers to port it to some other system if you want to keep playing it, which is even less likely if it's a multiplayer game. So that's another problem.
Yeah, it's
plus,
just dumb.
You know,
I mean, at the
privacy,
end of the day,
I don't like the idea that it's Google doing this. One of the most fucked up companies out there, literally aiding the Chinese government sniff out dissenters so they can be caught and tortured. I don't know if I want them on my computer.
Well, to your point, Google has a pretty large reputation of just canceling projects if they don't meet their their financial goals within like a year or so.
Yeah.
Did you hear that they just announced that they're canning their YouTube original series?
No.
They're officially out of the Hollywood's arms race with Netflix and Amazon. No more Logan Paul movies.
No.
Yeah, Charlie missed his chance.
Charlie, I'm real sorry. You'll never get that YouTube original series now.
I'm not losing hope. They'll invest in me soon enough.
Oh, God, I took a look at that the other day. Because whenever I'm on the toilet just shitting and I open up YouTube, it pesters me into subscribing to a YouTube Red subscription 4 months for free. So I just couldn't take it anymore. The goddamn pop-up, it started giving me PTSD, so I just clicked OK, and I got a free subscription.
It worked. It got you. It bullied you into submission.
Yeah, but I also set a calendar alarm so I can cancel my subscription checks. And so not really. I'm just getting 4 months of absolute garbage for free, which I don't even want to watch. It's basically just pop-up removal. Oh, God, the shit on there. Every YouTuber has a show. I didn't even know. The YouTube originals? Every mainstream loser, unfunny, boring fuck has a show, starting with Logan Paul, who probably has like 10 different shows on there. I don't know who the hell watches this.
I honestly don't know either.
Tackling onto YouTube bullying their way into your life and making those changes, can we talk about something I've still been mad about since it happened, and I'm still mad? You know the YouTube channel dropdown where you have my channel and then that big fucking paid memberships button that they added?
No.
I'm still not over that. Every time, so back in the day, it used to be my channel and then Creator Studio. So if you were going to edit like your channels or your videos or look up something, you would just click the second button from your channel drop down and it would take you there. Now they added a little button that says paid memberships, which is nothing but a place for you to manage and add YouTube Red subscriptions. And they crammed it in between your channel and Creator Studio, and you can't move it or remove it. So now, reflexively, I constantly hit that second button, and I'm taken to this useless shit page. It's like, sign up for YouTube Red. You'll love it. Do it, please. I fucking hate it. They're so just trying.
It might be going away now.
Hopefully.
Well, at least the shitty originals,
we'll see. I mean, people argue that Stadia is going to be successful because it's Google behind it, but Google has failed previously, right? Everybody remember
Google Plus.
Yeah, Google Plus. Remember when you had to have a Google Plus account?
Google Glass. They fail constantly.
You had to have a Google Plus account to comment, and then 2 years later, they folded and deleted the whole platform. So,
only 90s kids remember Google Plus.
I think it's not so much that they fail at most of their things, it's that they have fuck you money where they're able to just throw shit at the wall constantly and whatever sticks and whatever doesn't, they just cancel immediately. Yeah. So while they fail a lot, they also just constantly throw shit at the wall.
I think it's part of that, but I think another big part of it is when they finally do get that hit, they're usually massively successful hits.
Like, I can only think of Google and YouTube. What else have they done that's been successful?
How about phones, Charlie?
Yeah,
is it Pixel? How about Android?
Google Maps wasn't
started by Google.
Android's owned by Google and made by Google.
It's owned by them now, but
didn't start YouTube either, but they bought it. And, I mean, they're running it into the ground. The point is, when they make a right move or a big move, it usually really pays off.
No,
fair point.
They sweep a lot of shit under the rug, but what they get right is usually like internationally successful. Plus,
there's the smaller things that we don't really consider, but. Does anybody ever use anything besides Google Maps? Right, that sort of stuff.
That too.
Their AI technologies.
Well, people use Apple Maps. Yeah.
Apple Maps. Isn't Apple Maps based off of Google Maps API anyway?
The Google Maps is vastly inferior. At least it used to be out a couple of years ago. If you look at the comparisons, like Apple Maps doesn't even have a couple of the street names, whereas Google Maps at this point has a 3D render of every street. So they definitely are successful in some of the technologies they do, but not always. It's not 100% success rate. It's more like 80, I guess. I don't know. I don't want Stadia to fail. I don't like Google.
Yeah, I don't think any of us are against them taking risks and doing big projects. It's just the one thing I personally hate seeing is the people falling for marketing and being like, this is going to change everything. And finally, we're in the future, when they don't realize it's either A, going to fail, or B, if it does come out, it's going to have way more overhead and circumstances to it that people don't think about.
We're living in the future. Yeah. I have this new car that drives itself all the way to the Amazon headquarters, picks up my package and then delivers it back to my porch. Where do you live? Oh, next to Amazon. Yeah, and the rest of the planet doesn't get that drives for 50 years.
Wait a minute. That's a good question. You just gave me a brilliant question. If anyone out there owns a Tesla, please let us know. Can you turn on autopilot when no one's in the car and just have it go places for you? And
like, yes.
They don't have that functionality.
Well, kind of, sort of.
You can?
I thought it has. They don't have autopilot.
Self-driving is autopilot now? But what he means is
they
you can't just send it anywhere without you in it. But what you can do, it has a new sentry mode where if you're walking on the porch, it can follow you like a dog, which is kind of cute.
Cute. But dude, think how cool that would be. Think how fucking cool that would be. You're sitting at your house and I don't know, your friend comes in at the airport and goes, hey, you're going to pick me up, right? And you go, oh, I'm not going to. And your fucking car just shows up and gives them a ride. I think that'd be amazing. I
just put a dummy in its place, like RoboCop or something, a blow-up doll. My assistant, Clarice, will pick you up.
Put a picture of them. It's just a little wax figure with a fucking speaker on it.
That's too much effort. Just put a waifu pillow in the seat.
I think that's awesome. Can they do that? Apparently you can't. You have to be touching the steering wheel for it to auto-drive.
Wait.
But
not just that. The autopilot functionality only works on highways. And that's just you take it. It's like, what do you call that? Cruise control?
It's
like
cruise control. But it's definitely legal because
it steers for you as well,
Uber
right?
And such, they had self-driving cars. I don't know if they still do. Right? That's that.
I remember the self-driving car, I think, hit a snag because it could differentiate traffic but not pedestrians. So they constantly had a problem with they've never gotten to an auto accident, but they are constantly hitting people on bikes and shit. God.
I don't know how the fuck people even afford a goddamn Tesla. I wish I had a way to make more. Andrew.
Well, I know a way to make your life easier. Would that help you on your goal to get a Tesla? All right. Well, perhaps if you want to make your investing life easier and get a little bit help with your investments and portfolio, you could use Robinhood, because Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy stocks, ETFs, options and cryptos, all commission free, with a simple, intuitive interface that will help you learn by doing. There's also a web platform that lets you look at stock collections, such as the 100 most popular, and also sections such as entertainment and social media. So it'll help you track down exactly what you want to invest in. You can discover new stocks, track favorite companies, and have a personalized news feed all straight to your phone or computer. Robinhood is giving our listeners a free stock in companies like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build a portfolio if you sign up at official.robinhood.com. That's official.robinhood.com.
Apple just announced Apple TV Plus with a bunch of big name Hollywood actors, directors, among them Steven Spielberg. Just another streaming platform. See, that's a problem. Like, at some point, I feel like everything we consume is going to be so splintered between a dozen streaming platforms that we're just going to be ending up paying $200 a month, where just buying the shit would have been cheaper in the old days. And people are a little bit pissed off at Steven Spielberg. It's either him or the other big name director, but they're angry at him.
I'm pretty sure it was Spielberg, right?
Hmm?
That he was the one that said the shit about the Oscars.
Yeah, exactly.
About how Netflix shouldn't be included in the Oscars.
Yeah, so he came out last month or a couple of weeks ago, and he said that the Netflix movies should be disqualified from the Oscars, basically, because...
Why?
They're not true movies.
It's
the genuinely stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard.
They didn't premiere in cinemas.
He didn't direct them. Movies should not be allowed in award show for movie.
To be fair and give everybody his point. His point is that movies are a theater experience. So let's say if Netflix makes a movie and puts it on Netflix only, it's not the same thing as you going to IMAX and getting the full surround sound experience with the projection and the perfect sound.
It's not a unified experience.
So what we're fucking telling, what he's saying is that if we took a Netflix movie and just screened it in a movie theater, then it suddenly qualifies.
Kind of, sort of.
Yes, because it's a unified experience. Everyone's getting
that's
the same experience.
We talked about
point.
That too, but
I think
if
that's
you
a really stupid
like if you
point.
Watch some of the people who make these movies, like Hans Zimmer, if you watch his interviews, he talks about how he does his best to deliver the music on the highest end system he can even imagine in a studio. Like he'll talk about how somebody out there, they just paid their paycheck to get a ticket or something. You know, it was either that or they were gonna buy meat that week and they're going to the movies to see his latest movie, so he's gonna make sure that they get the best experience, so it's going to be the perfect surround sound experience, blah, blah, blah.
Does Hans really think people are going hungry to go watch his, his movies?
I over-dramatize it, but he was like, you know, imagine a single mom who can only afford to go to the movies once or twice a month, right? So I'm thinking about people like her. My mom was never that wealthy, or, you know, we kind of got by with difficulty, so when she goes to the movies, I want her to have the top-notch experience. And I guess people like that and Spielberg, they have the idea that it doesn't do a movie justice when you're, you know, like me shitting on the toilet watching Riverdale on its shitty tinny phone stereo speakers, which sounds like mono. So that movies that are made for the theater exclusively should be held to a different standard than movies in general overall. So I can see that point. But then he gets hired by Apple TV Plus, which makes him a gigantic
wait a minute. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, we all heard that.
Kaya, did you self-censor yourself?
No, what happened?
Your internet cut off and censored whatever you called him.
Oh, no. Shit.
Oh, Jack.
What Zionist thing did you say?
Oh, Jackson, when you edit this, use the use my local recording for that part. It's really funny.
Yeah, I'll just cut not the rest of it, please.
That sounded so great. Sorry. I thought you like beeped yourself. It was so perfect. No,
oh, I should actually have a beep on my soundboard. But
I mean, it doesn't make him a massive hypocrite. Maybe he thinks that his Apple iTV or whatever it's called products or movies shouldn't be held in like award shows either. I think he'd be a hypocrite if he said my movies are so good on Apple iTV that they need to be in the Oscars.
I'm not thinking that now that he's getting by a literal $1 trillion company, he's going to come out and say that TV Plus movies should not be eligible for the Oscars. I think he would get assassinated if he did that.
Here's
Apple
big,
doesn't have the balls.
Do it, Apple. We dare you.
Yeah, Apple. Here's my big argument against it. That's like saying that indie movies don't belong in being nominated just because they don't have the same budget.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. It's his argument is that platform matters when judging the movie, but if you're going to get into those specifications, you need a different category for God knows how many movies out there. Oh, we should, you know, you shouldn't include movies without real actors in it because you can't see them act. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it just sounds like he's trying to get nitpicky.
That's it's not fair to take his movie, which he put a lot of effort into, supposedly, and then compare it to shit. Like if, I don't know, a game like The Last of Us, if you played it on your phone on minimum settings, it may not have won. What's that game that swept the floor? Red Dead Redemption?
Red Dead Redemption.
Imagine if everybody only played that on their phones on the minimum setting, but because so many more people got to play it, it's still won Game of the Year. I guess that's his contention. I don't know. I don't agree. I mean, I think...
I don't agree at all.
I think there should be one category called movies, and boom, done.
What it sounds like is literally all he's doing is getting... It sounds like he's jealous. Because he's like, these Netflix guys, they don't have to go through all the... Yeah, I'm calling them out. It sounds like he's going, these Netflix guys, they don't have to go through all the studios and all the big things to consider for a big movie release and this and that. So we should consider these movies more of a movie. It's like, no. It doesn't matter how much effort you put into something. The quality will show. If anything, it's more of a boon to the other filmmakers because it shows they can make something just as well as you can without having to go through all these loopholes.
Yeah. Steven Spielberg's overrated.
I mean, he kind of
is. That is exactly what Charlie and Charlie Alone said.
That's me. I think he's overrated. His movies have sucked ass for the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah, I'll put my name to that, too.
Well, that doesn't mean he's overall overrated.
Yeah. Well, I know.
Yeah.
I'll rephrase it. Steven Spielberg sucks dick now. But not always.
Absolutely. Now he's a washed up hack. Oh yeah,
he's a complete cunt.
Even worse is best buddy George Lucas. Look at the frivol that guy went out.
Hey, what's wrong with George Lucas? He's made his peace. He made his money. I think he's a smart man.
He made the prequels.
He's made his money. Is not a good argument.
Not at all.
Oh, I don't think he's a good director or anything, but he's a smart businessman.
Jackson, when Putin finally leaves office, are you going to go, well, hey, man, he made his money. He didn't do that bad.
If Putin made Star Wars, then yes, I would say that.
you're just fanboying.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I think literally Spielberg's argument is old man saying old thing good, new thing bad. That's all it is.
I love that idea, actually, right now, not to go off topic too much and get into the weeds, but Putin, I think the FBI or the CIA, they estimate that Putin is worth some like $40 billion or something, at least. If he wanted to, he could buy a lot of these studios and just released Star Wars with a bunch of Russian propaganda in it where they just talk Russian and espouse communism while they're fighting with lightsabers.
So why doesn't he just buy the Ukraine?
Why would you buy it when you can take it?
Exactly, yeah.
Why waste money?
That's fair, I guess.
Conquest, baby.
Okay, he's got to triple his wealth. Ukraine's GDP is $112 billion. So if Putin can just triple his wealth, he can just buy all of Ukraine.
I guess that's why he just took it over with force, so it can increase his own wealth.
It's a smart business move, right, Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
Does he have a wife?
Speaking of smart business.
Oh.
All right, so everyone knows guys are terrible at taking care of their health, knee injury, back injury, or something worse. You know, they just rub some dirt in that shit, but you shouldn't. And Andrew's going to tell you why you should use Roman Health for those kind of ailments.
Because Roman is a one-stop shop where a licensed physician can diagnose you with manly issues such as erectile dysfunction and other things that men will experience. With Roman, there are no waiting rooms, awkward face-to-face conversations, or uncomfortable trips to the pharmacy. You can handle everything you need discreetly online, and all you have to do is go to GetRoman.com/official. To chat with a doctor and get genuine medication delivered to your door.
All licensed, discreet, unmarked, by the way. All the physicians.
All licensed.
Yeah.
All legitimate. All actual. Not scammy. Real. For a free online visit, go to GetRoman.com/official. That's GetRoman.com/official for a free online visit. GetRoman.com/official.
What was I saying? Shit. Does he have a girlfriend? Anything? What does he do?
He's on Tinder.
Putin has a wife. Oh, she died.
Oh, what?
Or, okay. How suspicious.
Wait,
Yeah, I'm sure she died just of natural causes like radiation poisoning.
Oh, wait, maybe I'm mixing shit up here. No, they divorced. She didn't die.
Okay. Yeah. She got
well,
off
in Russia, that's the same thing. In Russia, that's the same thing. Okay, so Putin
dead
is
from divorce.
Wow. Putin's a bachelor.
Oh, you hear that, ladies
yeah,
and gay boys?
Wow. Yeah, Putin is the most eligible bachelor in Russia. Holy shit.
What are the odds that he's the most eligible bachelor?
Well, I mean, you usually just don't see people in that high of power and that old being single.
Yeah, true. I mean, I'm surprised he doesn't have a trophy wife. Didn't Kim Jong-un
exactly
slaughter his wife and have his uncle fed to dogs or something?
No, Kim Jong-un killed his uncle when he went into power for fear
well,
of
he
them
didn't
going
do it.
Against him.
Hey, no, don't, well, don't he talk ordered, shit against him. He gave the word. He didn't actually fly.
Don't make it sound like he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
And then later he had his half-brother poisoned in an airport.
Yeah, I remember that video.
Yeah, I remember it because I looked all up Kim Jong-un like a month ago because I got obsessed with North Korea for
I just
a
think
week.
He looks so sweet. I just want to pinch his cheeks.
He
is a big doughboy. If he weren't a horrible war crimes person, he would probably be a very nice man.
Have you seen his younger pictures when he used to play like basketball and shit?
Whoa. Huh? No.
No, I haven't.
I have no idea.
Yeah, Kim Jong-un used to study in this. I think it was
Sweden.
Yeah. Either Sweden or Switzerland, one of the two.
He played basketball. He looks like such a fucking frat bro, at least in the picture
really?
I saw of him. Yeah, he looked like
really?
Just a dude you'd catch doing a keg stand and then would like dab you up on the side.
Because what's funny is they interviewed his classmates and they said he was the most quiet guy on campus and almost never left his room.
No, like a true school shooter who just decided to shoot up all country.
Well, hey, to be fair, when your dad is the literal genocidal dictator of an entire country most of the world hates, I'd keep my mouth shut, too.
Yeah, that's fair, actually. Like, hey, Kim, where are you
why
from?
Would he send him Why would he send him out of North Korea? Wouldn't people like kidnap him to hold him as hostage over his dad?
They brought him back after his dad died.
No, God,
not run the
Jackson. Every dictator on the planet, some of which I can't even name, they always send their children to America to study and to the top universities.
Well, he wasn't sent to America; he was sent to like Sweden.
You get the points. Like this, they sent them to the West, someplace outside of their shithole, where I don't even know if they know what math is. I sometimes wonder what their agents must think because I know every country has their secret agents. So when a North Korean agent is sent to the rest of the planet, isn't it jarring to them? Do they get some sort of special brainwashing training? Or do they just arrive on the shores of Florida like, oh, what do you mean we can eat every day? What is this?
Now, Kaya, to step back in time a little bit, because I just remembered the rumor. I don't remember if they confirmed it or not, but the rumor is that with the whole thing you pointed out of feeding him to dogs, the rumor is that he fired an anti-artillery cannon to kill him at his execution and just blew him up.
Such a cool way
to
go.
That's what it was. I don't remember if they confirmed that he actually did that, but that was the thing going around where to kill him, they tied him to a post and just exploded his body with anti-tank rounds.
Imagine hating someone that much that you go through all that effort to shoot a fucking tank missile at them.
Yeah. In a country where literally their military is like their highest priority, you just select from your pick of the litter how you want to kill somebody.
They probably had to build that tank specifically for that goal.
The anti-uncle cannon.
Yeah.
They only fire it in Korea when they need it.
Dude, it's fucked up. North Korea is fucked up. Just the way they torture people just for taking photos of posters or something like that did to the American boy.
Fucking creeps. North Korea is a genuine fucking wonderland of absolute back-assward scariness.
Remember when
Pyongyang...
So go ahead. No, you go ahead, baby.
So Pyongyang is the one that they always show in footage, the city that they always show, it's the capital, and that's the one where they have department stores where you're not allowed to buy things because they're just for display to show how much wealth they have.
Yeah.
They have streets that are wide enough to hold tanks, but no one ever drives on them because people rarely have cars. But that's what they always show in the propaganda media. Like, look how great we are. Look how nice things are. Yeah. We have all these great amenities and this and that. Every single other shitty, or, well, I just gave away the ending. I gave away the ending. Every single other city is a utter shithole that barely has power or food or any of that. And it completely dilapidated. It's fucking scary how, like, much of a front they put up.
They have, you know, the DMZ, the line between North and South Korea, demilitarized zone. They actually have a specific town on the edge of the DMZ border. That's just, it's like this massive town with giant buildings and stuff, but it's completely empty. No one lives there. It's just, they use the little town as like a, like you said, a propaganda thing to show off how much presence they have, but the South Koreans noticed by using binoculars and stuff, technology that I don't think the North Koreans knew existed. They use the binoculars to determine that there's actually no one in the town. There's just buildings and no windows.
Also, most of the conflict action that happens at the border is North Korean soldiers defecting to South Korea.
Yeah, getting shot.
And the way
shot.
That they do it is they'll just suddenly start running to across the border and they'll start shooting at them.
Oh, God. It's heartbreaking when you watch the documentaries. But I was going to say, also, remember when Vice used to make sneak their people into North Korea and take hidden videos and make good documentaries instead of what they do now, where it's just articles about cum cocktails? I want the old Vice back.
Yeah, old Vice used to be amazing.
Yeah.
There was also that Vice documentary you and I watched, Kai. I think it was you and I watched it, where one of their reporters went to a village that fucks goats as a rite of passage. Yeah. And then, like, didn't the Vice guy actually fuck a goat just to go through the rite of passage?
No. He didn't. But, yeah, there was a town and everybody was proud.
Oh, he totally did.
The village elder just came out and he's like, there's a bunch of children. He gathered all the children in the village and he was like, everybody who's fucked the goat, raise your hand. And all the kids just start cheering and throwing their hands up, doing the wave. It was weird.
Oh.
Yeah.
Before we get fully off North Korea, though, I got to say, though, there's one thing that they do right. They have awesome music.
Okay, be careful.
If you guys have ever taken the time to listen to it. No, I'm dead serious. So North Korea, their music, it's full of propaganda. Like, we'll lay that on the table. It is all about how great the country is, how Kim Jong-un is amazing. One of their songs I have pulled up right now is called Let's Support Our Supreme Commander with Arms. And it is a 7-minute power ballad about every part of their military. Like, they sing about the jets and the Navy and this and shit. But what a lot of their music is they pull it from the old Soviet Union. Mm. So it's like these power pop songs with full, like, soldier choirs behind them. And it makes really powerful, good sounding shit.
Yeah,
I highly recommend. There's a channel on YouTube. I'll go ahead and name drop it. It's a DPRK Video Archive. It's just videos from North Korea. But a good handful of their videos are music videos, the ones that have subtitles in the title. Give them a listen. They actually write really catchy and powerful music, and I love it. I really love it.
Well, Andrew, I was going to save the things we like corner for a little later, but I guess you're going to go ahead and talk about North Korea.
Things we like.
Things we like. We all like North. No things we like corner. We spoiled it. We all like North Korea.
No.
That's it.
We're going to have the goddamn corner because I paid $0 for this jingle, but still, you know, she made it. I'm going to play it. Here we go.
They might seem like cynical dicks, so they're going to throw this into the mix. Just so you don't think they're dead inside, it's the things we like corner.
I keep forgetting to plug her every week, too, but that jingle is made by Jen from the Jingles Department at Who Are These Podcasts. I asked her if she had anything to plug, and she was like, nah, just, you know, I've only been on Who Are These Podcasts, if you want. She's super nice. Did that one for free.
She's clearly talented at making jingles. I've been trying super hard to think of something that's not a video game or a movie, since I want to branch off of those two things. So what I've come to the conclusion of is, this week, I really like, you know, when women have those little dimples above their ass cheeks.
Oh,
those little spot.
That's dimples, what I like anywhere. This week. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, but specifically on the ass too, is nice.
That real heart shaped booty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the best shape. The best shape, Jackson. I agree with you.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I like this week.
I like that,
oh,
too.
And then they sit down and it, like, it compresses in just the right way. Like, oh. Oh.
Just us in general.
I hear you. Yeah. Jackson loves ass, believe it or not.
I'm proud to say that.
Okay, I'll go back to our tried and traditions, and, you know, coming from ass is a hard one to beat, but I like Breath of the Wild a lot.
Jesus, that's like 3 years ago. So, you're only just playing
well,
that?
Well, here's the thing. I'm just now playing it, and I'm specifically only playing it when it's my last few hours before bed, and there's just something really, really calming about a game that I don't know anything about. I know it's a big open-world adventure, and just to take a break from everything with it. Like, I'm not streaming it. I'm not streaming it so people aren't, what?
I thought you were, like, autistically 100%ing it like you did with Mario.
No, God, no. I just started
it. Oh, okay.
Cool. But it's just such a good feeling to just kind of use it as, like, a break. Like, I'm not streaming it, so there's people, no one's telling me where to go in it or how to do things or spoiling
stuff.
You're
just fully immersed.
I haven't looked up any walkthroughs or speedruns, so I don't know where to go or where there's, like, tricks. It's just to have this brand new world that I'm completely experiencing just on my own in my own little wee hours when nothing else is going on and it's quiet because it's almost bedtime. It's just, it's a game that so far has felt very, very good to play. And I like it.
It's a fun masterpiece of a game.
I don't like it just as much as Dimples on Ass, but still a good game.
I like it.
What's yours, Charlie?
Mine's going to be Sekiro Shadows Die Twice. Surprising absolutely no one.
Yeah,
it's just a really good game. Like,
that's
it a
all
lot
you have to say.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a new Souls game with some fun combat, fun bosses. It's nice to look at. Like it a lot.
Where does it fall in the ranking of Souls games?
Number four for me.
Number four.
It's pretty down
Bloodborne
low.
Bloodborne number one, right?
Bloodborne is number three. Number
you
two
motherfucker.
Is Dark Souls 1 is number two, and then
what?
Neo is number one.
Why is Dark Souls 1?
Neo's not a Souls game.
Dark Souls 1 is second place.
Yeah, but Neo's not a Souls game.
It's a Souls-like game.
Okay, if you're counting
Souls. Oh, holy
Souls-like,
nerd. Okay.
Kaya?
I didn't get any of that.
Kaya?
I'll also stick to the theme here and mention a movie called Blood Diamonds, which came out in 2006, which makes it older than a decade now.
With Matt Damon?
Leonardo
DiCaprio.
DiCaprio, yeah. It's about
and then
the
that
illegal
black guy who went on to be famous.
It's about the illegal drug diamond trade in Africa. He has a name, Andrew Racist.
I don't remember his name. I don't.
But you remember Leonardo DiCaprio's
and the
name.
Black guy.
I don't remember his name, but I distinctly remember Blood Diamond was the movie that gave him a career. So.
No, it wasn't. His name's Jamie Foxx, isn't it? Isn't that who plays Leonardo's friend there?
I honestly don't know.
Oh my
but
God.
He's a great actor. I don't know. To be honest, the only reason I even know Leonardo's name is because he's such a huge actor, but it's a good movie. It's a fun movie. It's kind of realistic when you watch it. It doesn't have the shitty Hollywood explosions with the green screens, fireballs that are always so shiny and perfect, or the weird, goofy bullet impacts. It looks kind of realistic. It's kind of sad. Also, good movie about the illegal diamond trade, where blood diamonds means that people worked as slaves and died to get those diamonds so somebody could wear them in the Western Hemisphere. Good movie. That's my thing I like for this week.
It's
on Netflix.
It's Hunsu. I don't know how to say his name. Jumon Hunsu. He went on to be in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Doesn't sound famous at all.
He was in Gladiator, Guardians of the Galaxy, Blood Diamond. All I know is Blood Diamond was the movie where everyone was like, wow, this guy's really good. Put him in more movies.
Yeah, his name's Jumon Hunsu. He was in Aquaman, too. I have no idea who he is. Sorry.
There you go, Aquaman. There you go.
It's a very good movie, though. I can speak for that.
Yeah, it is. He's a great actor. Plays a very sad character. Well, not sad, but you feel very bad for him and his family. Good movie. It's on Netflix if you want to check it out. Blood Diamonds. Okay, well, you're not getting away that easily, Charlie, because this week we still have the Kaya's Cartoon Corner, if you remember, right?
I'm ready.
Okay,
I'm
is everybody ready?
A little bit.
People are going to accuse me of cheating on this one because it doesn't really have lyrics. It only has two words, but those two words are still German. So technically, I think it's a pass. Plus, this should be around the time you were watching cartoons, Jackson, so you still don't have an excuse to be the only person on the show who doesn't have any points. Okay, everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, fuck.
Rocko's Modern Life.
Yeah. No. Oh, god damn it.
Oh, is it Sheep in the Big City?
No. Angry Beavers!
Yes!
Angry Beavers.
I had to wait for the title hit. God,
yeah,
Andrew's sweeping the floor here, and just gotta write him down in my ledger.
So, my brain immediately knew two characters and Nickelodeon, but I didn't want to say Ren and Stimpy, so I waited. I held my tongue.
Oh, Ren and Stimpy would have been much different and much older, by the way. I don't think that's even our generation.
Yeah,
or in
Beavers.
Our generation. Jackson, was this show out when you were?
I honestly can't remember. I think so. I think at least reruns were on.
What is it? Give me a frame of reference, because I gotta throw you a softball here at some point. Like, what kind of cartoons did you watch, Jackson, when you were little?
I didn't really watch Nickelodeon all that much, but it was around the time of... I remember reruns of Yu-Gi-Oh! Those were big.
That wasn't Nickelodeon, though. That was WB.
Well, it's not over here. We have different syndication over
that's
here.
That's fair.
So you were more of an anime kid?
Yeah, play SpongeBob. I might be able to get SpongeBob before
someone. No. SpongeBob theme.
Or The Simpsons.
No. It's got to be a little older than fucking Simpsons, huh?
Yeah, honestly, cartoons are massive over here, though.
You could probably honestly look up online what shows went to Australia.
Yeah, I know. I just...
They probably have those lists.
I don't figure CatDog and the Angry Beavers were too old for... Jackson, I get that Bionic 6 was a little too old, I suppose.
Yeah. And also a little made up.
Fuck
Pretty
you.
Sure you just wrote that theme song before the episode.
I wish. I'd be so
the
proud.
Jingles department.
I'll be honest, the 80s cartoons, they have far too many cool intro songs. All of them are so cool, but I know it would be cheating to play them. So I can't. So I shan't.
I mean, I'll just keep taking points. It's fine. I don't mind.
There's so many good ones to choose from, though. Like, he hasn't even gotten to, like, the obscure ones, like the Cat Scratches, the Mighty Bee.
Yeah, none of that weird shit.
The fanboy thing.
Instead of trying to find one for me, Kai, just find ones that really test Andrew and Charlie. I think that's probably going to be better.
Still, by the life of me, I'm going to find one cartoon that you're going to guess, Jackson, even if it has to be some... PSA Australian bullshit cartoon about wallabies or something that only you know about the dangers of smoking kangaroo tails or something.
Get the Duck City one. There was one where these ducks lived in a city run by crocodiles, or the other way around. Crocodiles lived in the city that was run by ducks. Yeah.
You might get that one because I don't know what the fuck that is.
Yeah, me neither. Duck City.
I can't remember its name either, so maybe I won't get it.
God, I was just looking up old Nickelodeon shows. There are so many that I would never guess. The fucking Nick Cannon show.
Oh, it can't be with that Cousin Skeeter theme.
Oh, no, Cousin Skeeter's too easy.
Yeah, there's a lot out there.
Skeeter just makes me think of Doug. I am being creative. It took you guys a couple of seconds to get Angry Beavers alone. I don't know if you guys would get the more, obscure stuff.
The Romeo Show, baby. You guys remember that one?
Of course. It's time for the Romeo Show where kids have fun, and then I don't remember the rest.
Do you know what the iCarly theme sounds like, Jackson?
Let's go.
Shit. Yeah, I think so.
Kaya,
or Drake and Josh.
The
maybe
problem is, Kaya,
mixed with Drake and
that's,
Josh.
iCarly's too new for me. I didn't. That's when I stopped
you
watching.
You don't know the iCarly theme song? Oh, my goodness.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm playing that next week. Just
like one episode.
I'll just play that for my Things I Like corner next week. But I think we can wrap up at this point.
Yeah, this is a good spot to wrap up. Does anyone want to shout out their stuff? Charlie, do you have anything in the works?
Our guest, Charlie.
I might change my shirt. You want to shout out your Zionist material? Desire Media.
Somebody shout out our Patreon, please. Which, god damn it, somebody called me out and said I need to do some sort of a shirtless fan fiction reading.
Oh no.
I don't know.
You're already shirtless, aren't you? You're ready?
I am shirtless, but I don't have a camera pointed at me. So somebody sent me a clip of where I said I would do that because I genuinely don't remember it. And I'm not going to fall for that trick again. So send me evidence.
Kaya said he'd send me pictures of his dick if we hit 10 viewers.
Also, if you have any evidence that Charlie is in fact propagating the Zionist media, go ahead and send that in.
Oh, that too, yeah. So send me that clip and maybe I'll make a video for Patreon of me. I don't know.
Yay.
Candles reading fan fiction.
Is that allowed?
Yes.
Being shirtless.
We
I hope
run
so.
Patreon.
No, but I mean, can we, like, if Kaya takes off his shirt, that is a sexual provocation beyond no mortal realm. I'm wondering, is Patreon going to allow that?
Yeah, oh, I know.
Wait, what do you mean? People post their nudes on Patreon. That's the whole, like.
Yeah,
currency.
That's a good point. But, that's a very good point.
But it's behind paywalls.
So it's on Patreon.
Difference.
Yeah, what?
Oh, yeah, I guess that's right. Okay.
Do you not know what a Patreon is? If it's chilling Patreon for 130 episodes, you don't know what it is.
I do not support the Zionist agenda by looking at porn on the internet, okay?
Okay. What is our Patreon, Jackson?
All right, you can head on over to patreon.com/theofficialpodcast if you'd like to support us. There's bonus content over there that you can watch, like Kaya shirtless soon enough. So, yeah, head on over there and read through it. If you see anything you like, maybe consider throwing us a dollar. We'll appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll see you next week, everyone.
Yeah.
And don't forget.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Don't forget.
If you like these people, you're a bad person. You have been mind controlled. These are terrible, terrible people. I mean, this is an awful thing, right? I mean, what the fuck is this shit?